Chris Pratt and Alessio DiPoli had hoped to give the local music scene a shot in the arm by opening up a mid-range music hall, larger than WAMC's Linda Norris Auditorium, which holds about 200, but smaller than the 2,800-seat Palace Theater. Chris Pratt.
The closest I would say in this area would be Upstate Music Hall in Northern Lights, which does a great job up in Clifton Park, but there's nothing in the Albany area. We're looking to open up a venue that we could bring national acts in that could play anywhere from 500 to 800 people. And we firmly believe that the Warehouse District would benefit immensely from this type of venue down there.
The partners own several bars along Broadway and North Pearl Street. The plan to open a new venue at 28 Thatcher Street was a simple one. Pratt says the pair applied for a use variance from the zoning board.
Because the area was not zoned for this type of venue, which is a entertainment concert music hall.
The partners met with resistance from other local business owners who expressed concern about noise, parking, and holding shows that would attract the 18 to 21 crowd. Mike Graney, owner of Graney's Bar and Grill on New Scotland Avenue and Stout on Broadway, is one of those opposed.
I'm all for more expansion here. I'm just not for a 900-person facility being on the corner two doors down from me. I don't think there's enough room for that kind of size of a place.
Matt Baumgartner owns the nearby Wolf's Beer Garden and several other Albany establishments.
Myself, I've applied for restaurants, and people have always complained about the parking, and it's always a frustrating complaint because, you know, if you want parking, move out to like another part of the, move out of the city. So I'm not so concerned about the parking as I am about having underage kids sort of like wandering around the streets down there. But from a personal perspective, I also live next door to the proposed site. So that area is slowly growing into a residential area. And I just worry that the addition of a live music venue would negatively affect sort of the plan to make that a mixed-use residential commercial area.
Mike Graney agrees such a venue would attract too much traffic.
If you had a show with 900 people, you're looking at an additional 500 cars. There's just nowhere to put them down here. Nowhere.
Now, if there was a place to put the cars, would it still be an issue for you?
Not at all. Tell the city to build a parking garage. I'd be for it in a heartbeat.
And that may not be necessary. 11th Ward Councilman Anton Konev, who had supported the initiative, says it was shot down by the zoning board.
They denied it in a 5-0 decision. And again, that decision just came out at yesterday's meeting.
Zoning board officials tell WAMC that there is an appeals process that could place the final ruling in the hands of the state Supreme Court if Pratt and DiPoli decide to go that route. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.